This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Halloween. I have all the lights in the studio out. The only lights in the studio is the glow from the monitors and all the lights.
You're really setting up the creep.
I am. I have the first EVP of the day. I have spent a while yesterday collecting these, finding the ones that that I wanted to play. This one was recorded in an abandoned state mental hospital, I believe in Missouri. This is one of the clearest ones I've ever heard.
Usually those places just look terrifying. They look like there are spirits and souls lurking around just ready to take you as a host.
Well, these EVPs are recorded. These ghost hunter types use a recorder. And I have to set this one up a little bit because there were two of the ghost hunter peeps, and they were talking amongst themselves about a particular room that they were in, and about the mental state of the patients who were in that room.
Ooh.
And this is what was recorded. Now, again, you will hear them talking because they're rolling these recorders continuously. And, of course, they're going to talk themselves. So you'll hear them at the beginning, and then you will clearly hear the EVP. I won't tell you at the beginning what the EVP says, because in this case, you will be able to clearly understand what they say. Many of them, you have to be, okay, play it again.
Yeah.
What does it say? Not this
one. These are really clear.
Yeah. Listen, here we go.
Oh, God!
I knew that one would get you. You should see her. I wish I'd videotaped it.
Ah!
Again, I'll play it for you again. Right at the beginning, the ghost hunter people are talking, but then the EVP comes in. Here we go.
Oh, my God. That has chills down my... I mean, my whole body's covered in chills right now.
So, obviously, the EVP is saying, I'm not crazy. Here it is again.
No. How do people stand? Can they hear that? They heard that?
Well, no, they've recorded them, and then when they go back and they play these things back, the recording device they're using picks these up. And they obviously were talking, and they almost talked over, and they kind of were a little bit, but the audio has been enhanced, and that's been pulled up. Again, here it is.
Nope. Get me out of there. Get me out of here.
You wouldn't spend the night there, would you?
No, hell no. I wouldn't even put... I'll hold my breath when I drive by. Thank you.
All right. Tales of the Unexplained.
Ooh. Good music.
Yeah. You have a story? We'd love to hear it. I'll set this one up for you. This lady had some... she had a son who had passed away accidentally, and she had... collected suns, you know, these suns you can hang on the wall, you know, representations of the sun hanging on the wall. And here's what happened.
She lost her oldest son by accident, and she always collected suns for him and moons for the other son. And she had this big sun hanging on her bathroom wall, and she has a pretty big bathroom, so she was pretty far away from it, and she was getting ready and getting dressed, and that thing come off the wall and sailed right by her head. No explanation for that.
What does she think it was?
She thought it was him.
Wow.
I mean, there's no explanation for it, because it was too hard to come off the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just stuck up there, you know, like you drive a nail and just hang it. It wasn't like that. It was put up there, and it was hard to get up there.
And it happened just that one time?
Yeah, just that one time.
All right. Promised you a spooky story.
I like them.
This was from a call about a little trip that a lady took to stay in a cabin that had been owned by her husband's family. All right, that's really all you need to know to set this up. So go ahead.
Well, what happened is when I was married several years ago, I had actually gone to this cabin that was right along some sort of creek. And when you pull up, you know, you get that uneasy feeling. Yes. Well, as soon as you pull up and get in there, there was just something, just, I don't know, uneasy or whatever. Just really, really old place. It has a lot of old furniture and stuff. So we go ahead and stay. But we go ahead and drop our stuff off, go outside to kind of sit by the creek. And there's like two doors. One door is like a really solid door. The other one's a screen door. Shut the screen door, but leave the solid door open. But as the second one walks out, he walks out, the other door slams shut. As he was all the way across, we were all the way across the where the creek is.
Did you stay there still?
Not the entire night. We ended up leaving, but there was a lot more that happened. I was like, all right, you know what? This is ridiculous. So we sit inside, we turn on some TV, and it was like a really old TV. It was one of those ones that stands alone has a dial.
Yeah.
And it actually worked, which I was surprised. But there's an old, like, rocking chair. It was like one of those covered rocking chairs.
This whole cabin is designed to freak you out.
Oh, yeah. I'm not too thrilled about the whole thing. So, sitting there watching, of all things, The Simpsons. I don't know, but this rocking chair started rocking on its own. And I started kind of freaking out. I said, this is ridiculous. I said, he's like, oh, it's just the wind or whatever. I said, there is no wind. It's inside.
Is your friend a ghost? Why is he so chill about it?
No, it gets worse. Right next off to the living room, there's like a bedroom. Well, they had set it up. I don't know if it was a kid's room or whatever, but there were like two single beds. So we moved the beds together. I was like, let's just get through this. This is just not cool. I want to go to sleep and just forget about it. Because he wasn't wanting to leave. And then as we're laying there, I didn't even get undressed. Like, I didn't get in my pajamas or nothing like that. I was like, just laying there, had my shoes off. That's about it. I told him, I said, look, there's somebody standing over there. It was just some sort of black fuzz or whatever. And it was in the corner. And he says, oh, that's just a shadow. I said, from what? There's nothing in this room. Well, then all of a sudden it disappeared. And from the kitchen through the living room up to the end of the bed, there were major footsteps. It just started going slowly and went really fast up to the bed. And I said, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Oh, my God.
And we left. And then I found out, she ended up telling us that there was, her uncle had died in the house and he doesn't like anybody staying there.
Now, first of all,
that's the information that you start with. Hey, before you go drive to this cabin alongside a creek, just know somebody died in there, and they do weird things when people are there.
You're right. That's the key part. As soon as she said, we stayed in this cabin by this creek, I'm like, nope. Happy Halloween to you.
And I have to give a shout out to Barbara Swain. She messaged us on Facebook and said, oh, hell no. These stories are freaking me out.
I'm telling you, man. Anything that begins with a cabin by a creek, I'm out.
That woman's story, that's the thing, right? The door slamming, you can maybe excuse if it's a heavy door. But once you're in the house and the chair, the rocking chair is rocking by itself.
You see apparitions, you hear footsteps.
Yes, no, get out.
Hey, if you're going out tonight, last minute stuff, hottest Halloween costumes this year, Fortnite costumes, princesses, T-Rex. That's all because of all those internet videos where they have these massive amounts of T-Rexes doing dances and stuff. And the costumes from the movie Frozen are popular.
Still?
This year. Yes.
Man, that movie's really surviving some things.
Horror movies, the number one horror movie almost on every list ends up being The Exorcist. Also on that list, Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Conjuring, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Go back to The Exorcist real quick. Did you see, obviously, we all know the original. Did you see the remake that came out?
I did not. Is that, there have been several. Is it a straight up remake, or is that The Exorcism of Emily Rose, or was it?
No, they did just a remake of just The Exorcist, not The Exorcism.
That?
I did. I saw that one first, and then I saw
the original. And which one did you think was more scary?
The remake, but it's because they have that scene, and I don't remember it from the original. She walks down the stairs backwards.
Yes, I remember that.
Is that in the original?
Yes, it is.
Oh, maybe I've only seen the original.
It's a ridiculously scary thing.
Yeah, that for some reason is the freakiest part of the entire movie to me.
Yeah, so Vudu, you know, the video service Vudu, I like that. I use that from time to time. I think Walmart bought Vudu. They own that now.
Okay.
It's an online video service. They did a survey. 2,000 people participated. Biggest, best horror movie villains of all time. Number one, Freddy Krueger. From Nightmare on Elm Street, followed by Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Hannibal Lecter, Leatherface, Pennywise the Clown, Chucky. Come on, that was just so stupid.
How did nobody stop a doll? I'm confused by that.
Just kick that thing through the goalpost. Yeah. Boom. You're over.
If you get beat up by something that's smaller than you, you're the problem.
And then also on that list was The Creeper from Jeepers Creepers. I've never seen a single one of those movies.
Oh, Jeepers Creepers. I didn't see that. I think they did maybe two or three of them. I only saw the first one. But it's like this alien thing. It is weird.
Is that like a scarecrow thing out in the cornfield? Isn't that what that is?
No. It's this like alien. It flies.
I don't anything flying around my head. I can't stand that. Bats, aliens, scary things. No. Not interesting.
Mosquitoes, not happening.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.